to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
You may have heard that President Obama is on the other side of the state, and he's going to be delivering a speech on the economy. He's doing that because he hasn't delivered a recovery for the economy.
Our economy started growing again 6 months after I took office, and it has continued to grow for the last 4 years.
Talk is cheap. Action speaks very loud. And if you want to see the results of his economic policies, look around Ohio, look around the country, and you'll see that a lot of people are hurting. A lot of people have had some real tough times. And the policies the president put in place did not make America create more jobs. As a matter of fact, he made it harder for America to create more jobs.
Manufacturers have started investing in America again, including right here in Ohio. And across America, we've seen them create almost 500,000 jobs in the last 27 months. The strongest period of manufacturing job growth since 1995.
There's President Obama and Mitt Romney, both on the campaign trail. They were in Ohio giving dueling speeches, both focused on the economy. That's good. That's where they need to be. Presidential race, number one of the countdown this week. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome into our review of the hot hits in talk radio for the week ending Friday, the 15th of June. Here's a rundown of all of the top 10 hits in talk radio. Thanks to the folks at Talkers.com doing the monitoring and listening to these great talk radio shows across the country. Many people talking about the NFL concussion lawsuit. That's number 10. The allegations against Lance Armstrong, number 9 when it comes to using drugs. Number 8, the KKK's attempt to adopt a highway in Georgia. Number 7, the Zimmerman-Martin case. Number 6, the White House leaks. Number 5 is the Jerry Sandusky trial. Number 4, the bailout of Spain. Attorney General Eric Holder's problems, number 3. Syria is number 2. And the 2012 presidential race is number 1. From MSNBC, Lawrence O'Donnell talked to Howard Dean about the president's recent comments regarding the economy.
Let's listen to a worry of James Carville's that's been getting a lot of attention. Let's listen to this.
I'm worried that right when the White House or the campaign talks about the progress that's being made, people take that as a signal that they think that things are fine, and people don't feel that or believe that. They want to be reassured that he understands the depth of the problem and that he has a plan to deal with the deterioration of the middle class.
Governor Dean, that seems to be what the president is dealing with when he, in his speech, says that we've had progress, but he's not satisfied. Is that the right way to balance the issue, as James Carville's outlining it there?
I think in terms of the speech, it's fine. But again, as I said earlier in the show, you've got to have 3 or 4 words. I think Carville's reputation is built on, if the economy's stupid, you've got to have 3 or 4 words and repeat them again and again and again. So no amount of great speechifying and no amount of talking about the jobs that Bush destroyed and so forth and so on is going to really be effective. Look, Barack Obama has an enormous advantage going into this election because most people do not trust the Republicans and they do not trust Mitt Romney in terms of their jobs. And that showed in the polling data that you gave a couple of minutes ago. But we've got to have a slogan on our side that's believable. And that's what they have to come up with.
Any thoughts on what that slogan should be, Governor?
Well, I mean, no, not right here on short notice on the television.
Well, listen, I'm no good at this. I'm no good at this either. I've never come up with any kind of slogan that could fit on a bumper sticker or work in campaign speeches. It's not an easy thing to do. I think you're right about the size of the bite. It's tricky in this situation to come up with what those words are.
Well, I mean, you can figure it out. It'd take you about 24 hours to do it. And they've got some very smart people working for them. And so I think I'll let them come up with their own slogan. But it's got to be short. It's got to talk about jobs. You know, we're not going back. Or something like that. But that's what he needs. And it's got to be repeatable and memorable. He's going to win this election. He's just got to put it away, and he can put it away now.
A lot of Democrats are getting very nervous now that the polls are tightening. People always get nervous when the polls are tightening, and the polls always tighten. You tonight are very confident still that President Obama is going to win this election. Why are you so confident?
Because I think a lot of the angst that generated Lawrence is inside the Beltway. James, God bless him, came here 20 years ago with Bill Clinton. He's been inside the Beltway ever since. You get a lot of those kind of people talking and agonizing and wringing their hands. This election is going to be fought outside the Beltway, and the president's spending all the time outside the Beltway. If you look at a state like Ohio, the jobs are beginning to come back because of the automobile industry. There's a huge difference between what Mitt Romney wanted to do to the automobile industry and what Barack Obama did do for the automobile industry. So I think the president wins Ohio. I think he wins Virginia, and that's the end of Mitt Romney right there.
Coming up, one donor says he'll spend $100 million supporting super PACs. That's next on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Look, it's Lord Horsey.
They say he has instant access to a wealth of entertainment. A most appropriate suitor.
He is of Netflix. Lavishes $8 a month on thousands of TV episodes and movies.
I heard he watches them over the internet.
Pish posh, it's the 1700s. Internet doesn't exist yet.
Oh, do hush, child.
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm standing outside a popular Gainesville burger joint. They've got fresh, juicy patties and golden brown onion rings. But they've had unhappy fans until recently. So, ma'am, just what caused the turnaround?
Well, we love their burgers, but until now, their bathrooms were, how should I put it? Ew.
They were dirty, huh?
Oh, yeah. We stopped coming here. Then we saw the CentOS truck and gave it another try.
Yep. They called CentOS for a game changer to deep clean these restrooms and to stock supplies like hand soap and paper towels. Was CentOS the winning play for you?
Yep. They won us back.
And now at this restaurant, every wall and every stall shines. For more, let's go back up to the booth.
Thanks, Aaron. Clean restroom supplies are one of many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't lose business to dirty restrooms. Call 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
Whether you're looking to buy a home or repair the one you're in, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. The Wells Fargo Home Lending website has the tools and resources to help you make informed decisions. There are many home lending options to consider, and we'll help you understand the benefits, financial considerations, and next steps. We can also help you find coverage if you're looking to insure your home. Stop by today or go to wellsfargo.com/homelending to learn more. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., all rights reserved. Equal housing lender. Insurance products are not FDIC insured, are not bank guaranteed, and may lose value.
Today, my journey to help save people money on car insurance brings me to a shopping mall. Of course, when it comes to shopping for car insurance, most people go to GEICO. I mean, with all the discounts they offer, why would you shop anywhere else? There are discounts for complete and defensive driving courses, multi-policy discounts, and discounts for being accident-free. You know, this mall is a real maze. I think I passed that candle store about 5 times.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Doug Steffen here, counting down the top 10 from, well, I guess it's up because we're going from number 1 to number 10. Presidential race number 1. Here's host Peter Tilden talking to political reporter Wayne Slater about the $100 million that's going to GOP super PACs, all from one donor.
You know, Gingrich brokered this deal, and I'm still waiting to see what Gingrich gets out of it. But he took Romney by the hand and introduced him to the owner of the Venetian. Sheldon Adelson?
Yeah.
Did you see the amount of money Adelson said he may spend this year?
No, I did not.
Adelson gave $10 million to restore our future, right?
Yeah.
All told, the Adelsons have now given at least $35 million. He said today, because he's got a net worth of roughly $25 billion, that he may be spending as much as $100 million on the 212 elections.
You know, God bless America. I think Adams and Jefferson had this in mind.
I think so, too.
When they started this country.
I think so, too, that a guy could come up, a little man with gambling money, and that's my money and your money if you're going to the Venetian.
That's right.
He's going to spend $100 million.
No, I mean, it's astonishing. I mean, you know, when in fact the Supreme Court, the Roberts activist, conservative activist Supreme Court, decided that it's okay that private corporations and individuals spend whatever they want, and in some cases not even report what that is, that that's okay within the free speech ideal of America, then, I'm a happy man.
What does Obama do? Does he go to Vegas now and try and court Steve Wynn or Wayne Newton, or does he try and get his other $100 million? Because you look at that number and your hair starts falling out.
Well, you can't be Wayne Newton, because I remember traveling with George Bush in 2000. On the airplane was Bo Derek and Wayne Newton, which was a Republican ideal of famous people on your airplane.
Got it. So aside from Adelson spending $100 million, and I didn't want to make this all about money, but Mitt Romney is so outraising Obama when it comes to Wall Street. $37 million to $4.8 million.
It wasn't until about a week and a half ago that I thought that Obama might be in trouble. I know that sounds crazy, but even here in Red State, Texas, when I saw the economic numbers, I began to think, you know, Obama may really, really, really be in trouble. On the other hand, last weekend in Fort Worth, Texas, I was at the Texas Republican Party Convention.
Right.
18,000 delegates. And at one point during, well, actually at more than one point during this convention, people would mention the nominee, Mitt Romney, by name from the stage, and these delegates would boo. Senator Kay Bailey Hutchison mentioned Romney, and people would boo. Rick Santorum, I talked to Santorum at one point, and he was careful only to mention Romney once. Because real, true Americans understand that that Obama may be someone from Kenya, but Romney himself is not a true American either. There is a lack of enthusiasm within the Republican Party, not simply an antipathy for Obama, but a lack of enthusiasm for Romney.
And to your point, Wayne, this is why, and he may be running in 2016, but why Jeb Bush came out and said what he said, that George W. Bush and Ronald Reagan would have not fared well with this party today.
No, I think Jeb Bush is one of the extraordinary figures in the party. And I feel funny about that because you know that if you were in a third world nation, you think, are there only two families, the Clinton and the Bushes, that run the country? It's like some kind of a banana republic. But Jeb Bush is so right.
Here's what some talk radio callers have had to say this week about Senator Rand Paul endorsing Mitt Romney instead of his father.
I'm not mad at Rand Paul. I think upwards of 90% of how he votes is constitutional. If Mitt Romney is the nominee, I will most likely support him. My concerns are just that he voted for gun control in Massachusetts, and there are a bunch of other things like healthcare and HARP that are a little bit more confusing, but it is a fact that he voted for a gun control act in Massachusetts, and that's just irreconcilable with Republican principles.
In my opinion, anybody who votes for Ron Paul, even though I like Ron Paul, anybody who votes for him after Romney's is the nominee is just throwing his vote to Obama.
You know, during the debates, Ron Paul did not get an equal amount of time. He got a very small amount of time. And there have been some accounts of him going to other conventions and speaking at length for around half an hour. And Romney supporters at that point crumpled their signs and pledged to support Paul. So I think if Dr. Paul would have got a better shake during the debates, I think his message would have resonated with a huge swath of the electorate, including independents, and I think he would have been the strongest candidate.
I got a problem with Rand as far as the timing of this endorsement. I mean, we all knew it was coming. It's because of what happened with California and Texas. I mean, as far as the timing of those conventions and the timing of the delegate that we possibly could have gotten.
When you say sellout, I think you're insinuating that he sold out his values, and that's not the reasoning he gave. He gave a bunch of namby-pamby fluff stuff, but he did not say, I sell out my values, and this is why I support Romney.
I was a fan of, I used to be a fan of Rand's because on the Senate floor, he tried to introduce an amendment to the NDAA that would preclude Americans from the, violations of, habeas corpus and of that atrocious bill on the tacked on to the Defense Appropriations Bill. But also, Rand also voted for economic sanctions against Iran also. So he's been splitting. So I don't like it. He's also putting his father in an uncomfortable position of having to answer these questions now. And I would have donated money to him if he was going to, when he runs again for Senate in Kentucky, but I will never do that now.
Up next, violence in Syria and a call for Attorney General Eric Holder to step down. That's up next here on the Talk Radio Roundup.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, camel milk. Camel milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and camel milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And camel milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the Spring Special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio in review this week from number 1 to number 10. We're counting them up. Talk host Sean Anderson and Hillary Howard talked to Catherine Herridge about Russian helicopters being sent into Syria.
So what are we learning about these helicopter shipments?
Well, we had a very somewhat contentious briefing here at the State Department today on the status of these Russian helicopters in Syria. And we had quite a strenuous qualification from the State Department spokesperson, who said that the Russians were refurbishing these helicopters and then sending them back to Syria. So they may not be technically providing or selling new helicopters, but they were providing more firepower for the Syrians to use on their own people. And that seemed to be an important qualification, given Secretary of State Clinton's comments earlier this week.
Are the Secretary of State and Defense Secretary on the same page when it comes to this?
Well, they seem very much on the same page today, in the sense that the focus is not so much on who is supplying these helicopters, but that they are being used against civilian targets in that country. And there was very little question in the comment that we heard from the State Department today that that is what they believe is happening with every helicopter that is in Syria. Everything that's up in the air, we were told, is finding a new civilian target, and that is unacceptable.
The reports of the bloodshed out of Syria are so heinous to many Americans. I think a lot of folks are wondering if the U.S. plans to do anything, plans to take action. What are you hearing?
Well, the pressure point or the trigger point here really is the Russians, who have been reluctant so far to use their influence and their clout with the Syrians. And from what we have seen here at the State Department today, they have been reluctant to stop resupplying these helicopter gunships to the Assad regime. So while there is a lot of wringing of hands, if you don't mind me saying, there does not appear to be any concrete action that's going to stop the bloodshed immediately.
That's number 2. Eric Holder's situation is number 3. Here's host Jay Weber talking about the Fast and Furious scandal finally getting some major news coverage now that there have been calls for Holder to resign.
The networks have been trying to cover this the story up or avoid it for 18 months. They've avoided even a whisper of it, even though major congressional investigations have been going on for over a year on this. Imagine if Democrats were hot and heavy on the trail of a Republican president for a year before anyone even heard about the story. I mean, come on. Talk about bias. I'm sure what the discussion in the newsrooms have been all along is at ABC, CBS, and NBC. When it broke, it was, well, geez, that's pretty big. Should we report it? No, nothing to see here. Months later, after we on Talk Radio had exposed it to a wide audience and the internet bloggers had taken it to a wider audience, this isn't really a great story. Should we hop on it? No, nothing to see here. And besides, you know, we'd look silly now. We've been ignoring the story. We can't jump in now. And this is, by the way, it was so monumental that NBC hopped on the story last night and they may be forced, the mainstream accomplice media may be forced to report the story. It's monumental because this is the way news directors and editors think. They think if we didn't cover the story from day one or if we didn't break the story, it's dead to us. They don't want to admit ever we got scooped or we're behind on this one. It's a ridiculous standard. Local news do it, TV stations do it, NBC, CBS, ABC, they haven't run a clip or uttered a word about Fast and Furious to this date. Except NBC Now, which broke down and finally reported the term, at least, in a quick blurb on TV last night. And the reason is, I think NBC's executives have decided they pretty much have to now. All of them will have to now, because Eric Holder is close to being forced to resign over Fast and Furious. And leaks from the White House. There are two different issues that are sort of percolating here. But this is suddenly the biggest story in D.C., and it all started with Fast and Furious. You've got to report on it. And if you have to report on it, well, then you have to report on why it is that Holder's being skewered by Congress and is under heat to resign.
800-510-8255. Your calls on any of these items we mentioned so far, coming right up here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, Week in Review.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom. And Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities, that owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
When YouTube made its internet debut in 2005, no one could have predicted the global effect it would have for musicians or record labels. Fast forward to present day, and wannabe recording artists are exploiting the .com site to broadcast their music to the world and to get noticed by record companies. A case in point is Eurodance artist Abby Flintstone, a 19-year-old wunderkind from Lommel, Belgium, who has been likened to an Asian female Eminem and has used YouTube to her advantage. For her efforts and marketing acumen, Flintstone's reward is that she has been signed by New York-based Big Jake Music, an indie record label and part of Seven Arts Music. Recently, parent company Seven Arts Entertainment announced that it will start marketing Flintstone's single, Get Out of My Way, featuring Kalik Scott, a song she recorded in her bedroom. The song has reached number 2 on Belgium's dance charts and will be available later this month in the U.S. For more information, visit www.bigjakemusic.com or www.7artspictures.com. That's the number 7, artspictures.com.
Get 50% off any Domino's pizza at menu price when you order online. It's a deal so good, even internet scammers don't believe it.
Hello, I am Isaac, internet scammer extraordinaire. When I heard you couldn't get 50% off any Domino's pizza online, I thought, impossible. So I ordered at Domino's.com. Amazingly, Domino's only charged me 50% of the price. Ha!
Now through June 17th, go to Domino's.com and enter code 50OFF to get 50% off any pizza at menu price. Domino's. Oh, yes, we did.
Online only, limited time offer, prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. Offer applies to the pizza portion.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient nutrient value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The number 10-987-6543-21 items on the Talk Radio Countdown Show are in the focus for the weekend review. Welcome back in here. I'm Doug Steffen. We've gotten ourselves to number 4, which is the bailout of Spain. Europe having a tough time. Greece right down the skidded. What do they call that? The skidded slide, I guess. Here is Don Wade with his wife, Roma, on their radio program, talking to Jonathan Honig from CapitalistPig.com. I have to check out that website, about how the Eurozone's bailout of Spain affects the markets here.
The Spanish bailout led to a rally in the stock market, but oh, wait, no, it ended. In a blink of an eye, that rally went away.
250 points, actually, Don, from the top of the Dow to the bottom of the Dow, and you're absolutely right. I mean, initially, the market was up, actually up quite sharply, as there was a pledge to, as you pointed out, bail out Spain, another of those prudent European non-entitlement spending states. So they promised 100 billion euros to help bail them out. But, you know, you got the sense that people quickly woke up and said, wait a minute, is that going to be enough? We've already had bailouts for Greece. We've already had bailouts for Italy. And, you know, is Europe's debt contagion going to be just wrapped up like an easy bow like that? So that sent Spanish bond yields higher, and it sent our own stocks lower, especially the banking sector. You know, of all the different areas of the economy, stocks like Bank of America, J.P. Morgan have been really hurt very hard, even harder than those which haven't had such a direct government intervention. So tough day for the Dow yesterday. We're looking for a bit of a bounce back this morning, but I think it kind of goes back to this notion that right now the Spanish, the Portuguese, and the Italians are spoiling our own investment returns here at home.
But Jonathan, as the president says, the economy is doing fine.
Well, the public sector economy certainly is doing fine. You know, there's the lowest unemployment rate among public sector employees rather than any industry group. So,
if you're a government employee, your unemployment rate is terrific.
You're doing pretty well. Not so much for the regular economy, Roma, the non-governmental economy, which by every measure, whether you look at unemployment, whether you look at GDP growth, is still struggling tremendously. So, you know, I got to tell you, I'm a bull on stocks. I look at companies like Apple announcing new products. You know, I look at companies like Starbucks doing well, like Walmart doing well. You know, I'm still a bull on stocks. I'd rather bet on U.S. stocks than I would on U.S. government bonds right now.
All right. Some people think that's a good idea. Others don't. Not important to debate that right now, but it is interesting to sort of see how the economy, the international economy, is all one in many respects. 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com. We're going through all 10 in this hour, and at number 5 in the hot hits department from the world of issue-oriented news talk radio this week, the Jerry Sandusky trial, the case against him, the former Penn State assistant football coach, headed for a dramatic conclusion, the jury bracing for a man known as Victim 9 testifying. Here's Mike Trevisano talking to a caller about how Penn State allowed these crimes to go on.
Let me go to the phone lines here. Debbie, you're in the air, Debbie.
You know what? I agree with you. I think that Penn State, you know, they knew all along, the higher-ups, you know, they all knew that this guy was living within their walls. You know, the guy's like a monster. And all they did was sit back, let the guy feed on these kids. And I agree with you. I don't think that Penn State should even have the honor of holding, you know, the title of a university, that some of these kids that do go there, you know, they're pretty academically inclined to be going to some pretty good schools, and now they've got to have Penn State on their resume. I mean, it's...
Well, Debbie, let me interrupt. And forget only you singled out the higher-ups. It was the janitor. It was security. It was the football coaches. It was the entire... Not entire, but it was all departments at Penn State that knew about this.
You're right.
This is why I'm saying the university itself needs to be punished.
Absolutely, and I agree with you. I'm just saying, you know, you look at all those other people, that's true, but the parents didn't look at those people when they were sending their kid to that school.
Yeah.
They were looking at the integrity and the honor in which they thought they were sending these kids, and that represented with the higher-ups. And I agree with you.
Yeah, I mean, Debbie's not because she agrees with me. She's exactly right. This is not a football thing. You don't punish the sports program here. This is where you punish the entire university. Okay? Every life a little rain must fall. If it closes a town, it closes a town. That's too bad. Stuff like that happens every day in America.
What do you think if you live in State College where this program is heard? What do you think of that comment? 800-510-8255. You can use the phone or the email address as you wish to comment. We'll try to squeeze things in. I like to have them as close to the discussion topic itself as possible. Let's move on now to number 6 as we move up toward number 10. The leaks that have been discussed a great deal this week, information that came out about the president that made him seem the situation anyway, seem better than it is in some areas. Talkhost Bill McEwen here with journalist David Sanger. Sanger says he didn't think the White House leaked any information.
And you went on CNN Sunday. You said you don't believe the Obama administration leaked sensitive national security information to bolster his reelection. Can you explain to our listeners your thinking on that?
I said that I had my doubts.
Okay.
And the reason I have my doubts is that I can only speak to the stories that I worked on for Confront and Conceal, the book I was working on. But I was working on this for the past 18 months and gathering material for that entire time period, not only in the United States but around the world. And so, you know, you build these stories from the bottom up. And, you know, 18 months ago, we weren't in the kind of superheated political climate of an approaching election that we are today. The bin Laden raid had not yet happened. So I'm not persuaded that there has been as orchestrated a campaign as people have said. That said, I've covered, since I got back from foreign correspondent, I've covered 3 different presidents, and they all have one thing, their White Houses all have one thing in common, that no matter what the president does, he's strong and decisive inside the Situation Room and makes, you know, clear decisions. So, yeah, every president tries to, or every presidential staff tries to portray the president as, you know, resolute, decisive, and on top of his game. And so what else is new?
800-510-8255. George Zimmerman is worried for his wife's safety now that her mugshot has been made public. That's what his lawyer said this week. Shelley is her name. She was arrested on perjury charges for allegedly lying to a judge about their funding, the couple's funds. She claimed they had not much money at all, but her husband's online defense fund has $135,000 in it. Police released her photo following the arrest, marking the first time anybody has seen what she looks like. She had been in hiding because of death threats against her and other members of the family. And so that's what's number seven this week. George Zimmerman, the Trayvon Martin case. Here's host Doug Meehan talking to legal analyst Josh Davis about the new evidence being released by the judge in this case.
The judge's hands are not tied in this situation. He can decide what is and is not released, correct?
No, that's right. He has an obligation to balance the media, and the petition for the release came from media places. The media's First Amendment interest in seeing and understanding and reporting on the evidence that's been collected, with George Zimmerman's interest and the state's interest in a fair trial. So the question basically comes down to how prejudicial to the possibility of a fair trial in Florida or anywhere is the release of this information. Mm. And the conclusion the judge made, and it's particularly interesting with respect to George Zimmerman's statements to the police, is that the information should come out. And the reason it's particularly interesting with respect to the statements to the police is that the law typically protects the details of a, quote, confession, close quote, from being released prior to the trial.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the judge's point, which is both clever and telling and from a purely, I am so interested to see what George Zimmerman had to say, I can't stand it perspective, a remarkable thing, which is he said, look, Zimmerman does not confess to the elements of second-degree murder, so it's not a confession.
Mm-hmm.
All he does is say that he shot Trayvon Martin, and we all know that's true,
mm-hmm.
so that it falls outside the box of what would typically be not disclosable. And as a consequence, we're all going to get to read in the very near future what it is Zimmerman said to the police that night. And we know from the bail hearing and the prosecution's emphasis on some of those details that if we pay attention, we are likely to see some inconsistencies between what Zimmerman said to the police that night and what he has said since and what we have learned since. So that'll be one pretty interesting place to pay attention to.
Mm.
Cell phone records, too, will be very intriguing, both in terms of, because we think we know a lot about that, but we're going to know more,
mm-hmm.
both in terms of the numerosity of calls he made and who he made them to. And then also this, right? Crime scene photographs. We've been, the press has been struggling to find images that give you some sense of what happened that night. It may or may not be that we're going to see from the crime scene something that we haven't seen before.
All right, so we're up to date on that, number seven. Number eight this week has to do with something involving the KKK, and that's always controversial. Number eight next on the countdown.
500 new business cards. That's 500 first impressions.
At Staples, we know your business printing is important.
30 copies of a killer proposal. 30 yeses to a career-changing deal.
So Staples certified print pros make sure it's perfect.
One new store sign, thousands of new shoppers.
Great business printing can be the difference between making a sale and missing one. For a limited time, buy 200 instant business cards and get 200 free. Order in-store or at staples.com/instant. Staples Instant Printing. Get it made today. Staples. That was easy.
Sears One Day Sale is this Saturday with Friday Preview. Get incredible savings throughout the store, like 60% off colorful men's polos, half off a great selection of Craftsman tools, a 50-inch 1080p LED for $649.99. And when you shop your way at Sears, you can buy online and pick up today. This is Destination Dad. This is Sears. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Sale ends 6/16/2012.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who serve when their nation calls. Sergeant George E. Parsons, 955th Field Artillery Battalion, U.S. Army.
In April, there was a major battle. The Chinese broke and the Koreans broke through the main offensive line, and we were there. And many of the Triple Nickel, which is a 555th Field Artillery Battalion, was trapped. And we fired all night long, and finally we broke through. And as we were driving down a very narrow road, like in the middle of a rice paddy, we had to stop because the Chinese had cut the road off and we couldn't get out. So finally they sent up a Ranger battalion, and they opened up the road so we could get out. We got out, but right in back of us was the Triple Nickel. They didn't get out. From what I understand, they were annihilated. And a lot of the men never got out.
See more hero stories at koreanwar.defense.gov.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the calling. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush us aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
If your car's air conditioning isn't blowing cold air...
It isn't.
Then you need an AC Pro.
Is there one around here?
Yeah.
You.
Me?
But I can't...
New do-it-yourself AC Pro is a 10-minute cold air solution. It's fast, easy, and saves you money. With AC Pro, you'll have cold air blowing again in just minutes. Guaranteed.
Wow, it's freezing in here, and I did it myself.
See? You are an AC Pro.
Yes, I am.
New AC Pro, the 10-minute do-it-yourself auto AC cold air solution.
800-510-8255 on the countdown. Going back historically, the KKK, very controversial, the idea that the KKK adopt a highway has turned the American Civil Liberties Union into the focus. The KKK wants their help in representing them because they've been turned down in Georgia's Adopt a Highway program. Here's host Rob Johnson and Dave Merlino talking about the situation there.
The DOT released a statement yesterday that said promoting, quote, an organization with a history of inciting civil disturbance and social unrest would present a grave concern. And part of the grave concern they have is having a sign that bears the Klan's name and having the KKK along the roadway. The DOT says that would create a definite distraction to motorists. I mean, if you're someone that really hates the KKK, and you see these people along the roadway wearing the orange vests where you can't miss them, I mean, maybe you would just feel inclined to, you know, remove your hands from the wheel for a moment to maybe text something on your cell phone, and accidentally, you know, you might take one out. Well, of course, the DOT didn't say that was a big concern of theirs, but surely they have to be considering that these KKK folks might not be safe standing on a roadway where cars are doing 80 miles an hour. So apparently the DOT is going to officially reject the KKK's application for this one-mile stretch of highway, and this thing probably, will we say probably? I don't know. It'll go to court if they can find the ACLU or somebody to take their side for no charge. I don't think they have the funds to pay lawyers to take this thing to court.
Well, they said they would sue if they got turned down.
Yeah.
The grand, what's he called? The exalted Cyclops.
Yes, the exalted Cyclops.
The exalted Cyclops.
Didn't he have a role in the Clash of the Titans back in the early 80s?
He did.
I think so.
He did. That was a pretty good movie.
Yeah.
The exalted Cyclops from Hollywood fame right to the KKK in Georgia said he would sue. And also, he said that they're just trying to clean up their area. Well, guess what? You can clean up the area without having your name on a sign?
Sure.
Go ahead. No one's stopping you.
If that's your concern, go ahead.
Get out there and clean up the roads.
Yeah.
This is a tough one because we've talked about this. They sued in Missouri and they won.
Yeah.
You can't. It's a violation of freedom of speech if you don't let the KKK have their sign on the Adopt a Highway programs. And it could end up, which is very unfortunate, that the state just has to just scrap the program altogether.
Yeah, exactly.
Which would be, we all lose in that case.
All right. So there's point of view. What's yours? You'll be thinking about it anyway, I'm sure, as we continue on here in the countdown.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing. Eliminate the craving for carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy, and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the elimination of pain and bloating after 1 month, as well as an improvement in strength, energy, and blood sugar. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old. It is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of KNOCKOUT pain cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. Danny's in Laurel, Mississippi, with a quick throwback to the KKK. Go ahead, Danny.
Well, if the new Black Panthers were allowed to stand outside a voting booth with sticks, why can't they be allowed to stand by a road?
It's a question to be considered. Thank you. 800-510-8255. Comments on the items that are on the list of top stories this week. At number nine, the discussion about Lance Armstrong and the allegations concerning drug use. Here's talk host Phil Ciancola.
Lance Armstrong has already released a response just out now. It's from Austin, Texas, where his Metal Johnny's, where he lives in his Metal Johnny's bike shop is. Dateline June 13th, 2012, Austin, Texas. This is Lance Armstrong's official statement back after finding out. I have been notified that USADA, an organization largely funded by taxpayer dollars but governed only by self-written rules, zing, right out of the box, intends to again dredge up discredited allegations dating back more than 16 years to prevent me from competing as a triathlete and try and strip me of the 7 Tour de France victories I earned. These are the very same charges and same witnesses that the Justice Department chose not to pursue after a 2-year investigation. These charges are baseless, motivated by spite, and advanced through testimony bought and paid for by promises of anonymity and immunity. Although USADA alleges a wide-ranging conspiracy extended over more than 16 years, I am the only athlete it has chosen to charge. USADA's malice, its methods, its star chamber practices, and its decision to punish first and adjudicate later all are at odds with our ideals of fairness and fair play. I have never doped, and, unlike many of my accusers, I have competed as an endurance athlete for 25 years with no spike in performance, passed more than 500 drug tests, and never failed one. that USADA ignores this fundamental distinction and charges me instead of the admitted dopers says far more about the USADA and its lack of fairness and this vendetta than it does about my guilt or innocence. End of statement from Lance Armstrong. I'm glad he could say a lot of stuff. He's done this before when these allegations have come out, especially with Floyd Landis, fellow American writer years back, told a whole bunch of baloney about how he knew Lance doped, and it really looked bad. And guess what time of year he did that, Floyd Landis did? Right at Tour de France time.
800-510-TALK. Okay, let's conclude our overview of the top 10 with the discussion of the concussion lawsuit presented by players against the NFL. Here host Eddie Fingers and Tracy Jones talk to former NFL player Antrell Hawkins about the lawsuit.
How big is this going to get? Because, man, this could be very far-reaching and very damaging to the NFL.
Yeah, I think it's going to go far, and I think the NFL does have some liability. Now, in talking to people don't understand it. They say, you know, these athletes are basically broke.
You understand, but understand the fan perspective.
Yeah.
Right. People going like, you understood the risk getting in. You're a bunch of big guys crashing into each other. You had to understand going in. Well, what did the NFL have to do with this? They paid you a lot of money to get your head banged up.
Well, and honestly, going in, like, I had no idea of the long-term effects of concussion. Not to say that the NFL did, but if you look back over and, you know, you just, you know, set the evidence up, you know, the NFL, they started this committee in 1994, the Mild Brain Traumatic Injury Committee. And that committee, the last 16 years, have basically spent the lion's share of its time refuting facts that were known in terms of, you know, the dementia and the head trauma and all that.
Well, they didn't have tests for concussion.
They knew as far as back as 2002, unequivocally, that there were some long-term effects. I know for a fact. That's when Mike Webster's case came out,
right,
and Dr. Bennett Amalu, a pathological surgeon from Nigeria, found these tau proteins in Mike Webster's head after he had passed away. And the NFL had basically said, look, we're not liable for what's going on with your life. You know, there's no link to the NFL and to these head injuries. Well, you know, that just wasn't true. So, you know, you spin forward about 2010. Now Roger Goodell, who understands that he can no longer say that there's no link to it. Well, he's trying to implement rules that are going to protect players. That's where you have the defenseless players, so on and so forth. So the NFL is finally at least now saying that there could be some validity to it.
All right, Sports Talk Radio number 10, and that's the story, the top 10 here.